your heart, cause I know you got a soul. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swing it while I'm singing.
Hey!
Give it what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing while the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey!
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the battles that be. Fight the power.
1989, Spike Lee released Do the Right Thing and needed an anthem for the movie. He looked to none other than Public Enemy to help him put the movie into lyrics. The song reflected the movie's central theme, racial tension in one New York City neighborhood at the time, but it also spoke to more overarching issues felt by the black community nationally. Being ignored and treated as second-class citizens were some of those issues. And this was really important to both Spike and to Public Enemy. Does that sound familiar? It really should, because we're still dealing with the same thing in 2016. What up, y'all? This is The Damn Truth, and I'm your girl, B. So, at the top of this episode, we started listening to Fight the Power by Public Enemy. And in a 1994 Rolling Stone article that honored the 25th anniversary of Do the Right Thing and Fight the Power, Chuck D says they wanted to convey in that song the message that I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, and I'm going to fight the system. Fast forward nearly 30 years later, and we are still dealing with being ignored and treated as second-class citizens in a country where we were born and where we helped build and continue to help contribute daily. And so just give me a couple of weeks and we're going to talk about how people are making money off of appropriating our culture. So even with all the contributions that we've made to American culture and history, and on the eve of Black History Month, we're still not being respected. While I'm not sure that that you need much evidence or whatever, I want to prove a point here. I want to give you 2016 examples of how we are still being neglected and treated as second-class citizens. Let's start in Flint, Michigan, with the Flint water crisis. To make a long story short, leaders in Michigan decided to save money by taking Flint residents off Detroit water. Flint's water pipes were full of lead, and now the bodies of the people and children in Flint are also full of lead. While this should be enough to make you sick, add to that the fact that the leaders and elected officials, starting at the government, going all the way down, knew that the water was full of lead and hid this fact from residents for months, even though the residents were calling and saying, yo, something ain't right about our water. Oh, no, your water's fine, baby. And in Flint, if you know anything about Flint, the majority of the population is African American. And, you know, we say that, and, you know, this whole conversation when we talk about Flint has been around the fact that poor black people in Flint have been impacted. Everybody in Flint, if you were on the water system, was impacted. The difference is that people that have resources, money, mainly the, you know, majority culture well, they're actually the minority in Flint because the majority of the people are minority, but the wealthy have options. They can go and get other resources. But since then, you know, Flint has been put back on Detroit water, but the impacts of the lead poisoning are numerous and will be felt for years to come. They have filed class action lawsuits, but there needs to be more done. It's also, this thing has also raised the consciousness of black folk around the country, and everybody is now looking at their water side eye saying, is there lead in our water? Ohio residents are actually now saying, hey, we got that problem too. I'm sure this story will be continued. So that's evidence point one. Point two, police brutality. I mean, there are too many people to name at this point. Black men, women, and kids are dying at the hands of police around the country. Most recently, protesters have been calling for the resignation of Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. He's been ignoring the hell out of them, too. They got sick and tired and showed up at the U.S. Conference of Mayors Convention and stood in front of the podium during a press conference with signs calling for his resignation. He's still in office. Let's talk about the rising income gap. And so there was a recent study that I received by the Annie Casey Foundation that reports that median net worth of white households was more than 10 times that of black or Latino families in 2013. If we're going to talk about disparities, let's talk about the educational disparity that's happening across the country. According to a January 2015 article in U.S. News and World Report, educational disparities still exist between black and white children. Are you surprised? In fact, these disparities start as early as 2 years old and continue to grow as children matriculate through school. Is that enough to make you mad as hell? I sure hope so. Because it's time we get sick and tired of being sick and tired and do something about it. We need to be, like Chuck D said, mad as hell, tired as hell, and ready to get crunk on these people. And I don't mean that we have to act ignorant, but we do need to be organized. We need to advocate. We need to collaborate and we need to support each other. We have to do the research, know the facts, and develop solid positions, solutions, and demands. And sometimes this means turning that mirror on ourselves and taking a little personal responsibility while at the same time pushing others and the system to do better by us. And that, y'all, is the damn truth. So everything that I just talked about, I have articles to support everything from the Flint water crisis, the income gap, and the educational gap is all at thedamntruth.info. Please make sure you go to read those articles, especially the one about the wealth gap, as it includes information on ways you can help reverse this trend. Additionally, go to thedamntruth.info to sign up for the upcoming Community Change Broker classes. These classes will be free and they will start later this year. Make sure you go to yougotjuice.com and giveonthe15th.com to learn more about these important initiatives, as these are ways that you can help be the change in your community. As Chuck D said, we gotta get mad, y'all. We gotta be sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we gotta get up and do something, and each one of us can. And there are so many ways that we can do that. YouGotJuice.com and GiveOnThe15th.com are both important initiatives to help us do that. Please share this episode with your friends. Tune in to Pretty Girl Radio on DTLRradio.fm each Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for Tell the Truth Tuesday. Finally, let me know what you're doing to be the change and what topics you want to hear on The Damn Truth. I am at B-B-E-A Williams A-P-R on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All right, so before we go, I'm going to leave you with the song that inspired Fight the Power by Public Enemy. It's actually a song by the Isley Brothers that is entitled Fight the Power. It's a 1975 song. So as you can see, we've been fighting the power for a long darn time. And we got to keep going, y'all. We got to keep going. Talk to you soon. Time is really wasted. There's no guarantee. Smile is in the making. You gotta fight the powers that be. Got so many forces. I try to play my music.
stroll away.